You are now listening to the Steve Durst Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Durst.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's Steve Durst here with a brand new Steve Durst Island Podcast. The podcast where, when it's today, Sunday, January 12, we talk one-on-one, you and me, private time, you know? So you get to learn about me, and then I can learn about you. But you're too quiet, so that's why I talk a lot, and that's why you listen to me, you know? I wish you can speak more. You can say things out loud, you know, express your feelings in some type of way. I think it's really healthy if you do it. No, honestly, I think you guys should give it a try. Like, honestly, if you really love somebody, you should just, you know, go to that person and say, hey, I love you. And it doesn't have to be in a way like you're trying to attract that person towards you. If that's the way, fine, cool. If you want to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. But if it's just somebody that you just love, like it could be your mom, your grandpa, you know, whoever in your life. It could be somebody that's a stranger. You can genuinely say, if you truly feel it, you can truly say, I love you. And say it out loud. It's great. It's great to express our feelings aloud and just, you know, not just hold things inside. Because it makes you better. It makes you understand yourself as a person. It makes you an even better human being in general, because you can understand more how others relate and how others have other problems. And you guys can truly do this if you truly let your feelings out. And the feelings don't always have to be anger. It seems, at least here in California, it seems to be a common theme people when they get really angry, especially that down the 405 or some other type of freeway, you know, high peaks of rush hour, and they're just yelling and going like "fuck you" and things, and honking, meh, 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 meh. And those are great to let out too, those feelings of anger, because if you don't let those out, you might be one of those guys that's just quiet the entire time, like Hannibal Lecter. You know, just quiet in a corner and just, like, you know, having all that anger just build towards themselves. And then in one moment, they're just going to snap and do some fucking crazy shit. Like, another example I can give you in L.A., that dude that just went to LAX with a big-ass gun and just started shooting TSA people. Like, that, you know, that doesn't just happen out of the blue. Like, somebody just wakes up and goes like, hey, you know, I want to shoot people today. No. Like, a lot of things have to be built up to in order for that to happen. And you need to express your feelings. And again, not only you should express your feelings towards anger, not against people. I would say not against people. You can express it, like, on your quiet time before you go to bed. Just say, like, fuck this person. Oh, my God. And just let out your system. And so you can think clearly and you don't have that. Because it's horrible to go to bed and you're thinking all negative or something is happening. I absolutely hate that, because then the next morning, I'm not going to have a bright and fresh day. I'm basically going to be thinking still of the thing of last night. And even worse, I'm a person that I barely dream. I you know, I dream from time to time. Some of the times I don't remember exactly quite. But honestly, I don't dream a lot lately, at least. No, like, I dream, if, let's say, you guys dream 6 times out of 7 from a week, I dream probably 1.5. That's how much I dream, okay? Thanks for asking. No, but, like, I forgot the cue. Damn, man, how can I do that? I forgot the cue. I can't believe this. I'm gonna slap myself right now. Thank you. And it's not good to just go angry. Bad, because then when you guys that dream only 6 times out of 7 and I dream 1.5, then you guys, you know, you're just gonna dream about that. If you dream, you're gonna dream about that, and it's gonna be even worse, because then when you wake up, you're gonna be thinking about that, and then your entire day is completely fucked because you're just thinking on this negative manner and you didn't express your feelings. I'm assuming the theme for this podcast is gonna be expressing your feelings. I'm assuming, because I'm talking about it a lot. Again, I don't have, for all y'all, I don't pre-plan podcasts. I like to keep it free form. Whatever comes, comes. And it's been fun that way. It's honestly been fun. I've been discovering many new things about myself, other guests, and you guys, too. The people are, oh, my God, I have to give a massive shout-out. Man, as soon as I get your name, I'm going to give you a super massive shout out. But this dude's been writing me like constantly about the podcast and how much he has helped them. And I'm super glad that I'm actually like inspiring and helping people, you know, going and pursuing their dreams and doing, wonderful and amazing things. At the end, that's what I want you guys to do. And, I want to bring comedy and joy for all y'all here with the different type of guests we have and whatnot. But I also want you guys to, like, succeed. I want you to push forward. That's my priority, is that I want to inspire you guys to just be better human beings. No matter if it's in the entertainment business, that's the business I am at, or whether it's the business of whatever market you're in. It could be absolutely anything. And but I'm just glad that you guys are, writing to me and going like, hey, you know, this really helps me. And I want to give a massive shout out to Stanley Kidd. Stanley Kidd, you, man, thank you so much. Thank you also for the prayers, man. He said he was going to send prayers to my mom. My mom is doing way better. She's not in chemotherapy anymore, but she's doing radiotherapy. But she's feeling, great. She's a trooper. She's like working every day, not taking like enough rest, but she's going forward. And I'm happy because of that. And I feel me and my mom, like, have expressed each other our emotions and feelings so much that when we're on the phone, we don't even know what to talk about. Like, literally, I called my mom out the other day because she literally keeps calling me and asking me about the weather in California. Like, constantly. Like, she doesn't stop. Like, it will be day by day. She's like, hey, so how's the weather over there? And I'm like, it's nice. It's cool. Oh, is it raining? Is it cold? Is it really cold over there? No, today's fine. Okay. Next day. Hey, oh, how's the weather in California? And I'm like, it's kind of cold today. The weather in California is bipolar. Sometimes out of the blue, it starts raining. But that happens like once every like 4 to 5 months. But it's always sunny. But out of the blue, sometimes it get cold, foggy, whatever. And she just, keeps asking. I'm like, Mom, why you keep asking me about the weather? Like, what's the point for that? Like, honestly. And she's, I sound like a teenager right now. Like, my mom, my mom's the death and my mom, like, honestly, I sound like a super teenager right now. I'm like, yeah, AC Bake Oven, I had one of those. Wah, 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 wah. Superfly Jimmy Snuka. That's a wrestler, if you guys know. I'm a big wrestling fan. I don't care who's judging me right now, all right? I don't care. I don't care if you're judging me right now. I don't care. The Patriots won. They advance in the playoffs. What are you talking about, G? What are you talking about, G? I'm just saying. Ice, ice, baby. Dum, 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 dum. I want to give a massive shout out real quick to this website that I encourage. I'm not sponsored by them or anything. This podcast is a sponsor-free podcast because this is one-on-one with me and you, you know. I don't got no sponsors here. So, yeah. But I want to give a shout out for show to the... So this website is called giveit100.com. Giveit100.com is a website that I actually I discovered because I saw a video of this girl that she was, you know, she's a heavy set girl, and she said, you know, in 100 days I'm just going to go to the gym and I'm going to change. I'm going to transform because I'm tired of looking like this. And for 100, there's 100 videos of her. Like 100 every day is 10 seconds, and then at the end, like, all gets compiled. Like, somebody made a video compilation, the owner, one of the creators of the company, and it shows like her transformation, and it's freaking awesome. And I say, oh, let me check this website out, and I clicked on it. And then I saw, like, you know, different things. It wasn't just about losing weight, you know. And it was like, people, you can absolutely do whatever you want for 100 days, and it's great. And I said, hey, you know, why can't I do this? Like, I can totally do this. And then I did the first one, and the first one I said, I'm gonna perform for 100. I've been doing that since, you know, the beginning of the year, but, you know, I just discovered the website. So I said, for 100 days, I'm going to perform live comedy. So I've started. I'm in day 3, but in real life, I'm, like, in day 15, whatever day it is for you guys. If you're listening to this 25 days from today, like, I'm in day 38 or whatever. But yeah, but I'm constantly, like, performing live, and then I said, hey, let me put another one. Oh, let me practice my American accent for 100 days. And then I said, hey, let me put another one, because you can put up to 3. I said, oh, let me put writing for 100 days, because there's many things I want to write, and if I write for 100 days, and me being the ADD person that I am, like, I like writing different, like, when I write, I have, like, 7 pages just open of me writing all this different stuff. Like, I'll be writing stand-up comedy here, then I'll be writing sketch over here, I'll be writing, like, a TV pilot over here, I'll be writing a screenplay over here, I'll be writing, like, random ideas over here. Like, it's crazy. But that's how I like to write, because I just think my mind just thinks of different things all the time. Like, sometimes I'm in an idea, and then I get stuck, and then I'm thinking of something else. But then all of a sudden I get the idea, but then I'm thinking of something else, and then it keeps going and going. It's crazy. I know. It's my brain, dude. How does yours work? One thing I recommend to everybody, especially, well, I don't think young people listen to me like that, like young people, because this show is X-rated. That means I can say things like Google Nabble and Chixer and Flukin' Slackin'. No, I mean, I can say fuck shit, fuck you, nigga, and shit, blah, 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 blah. You know, things like that, words. Just words. Explicit, baby. Explicit. Dun, 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 dun. That will be a great song. Explicit. Dun, 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 dun. Ice, baby. Dun, 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 dun. I'm expressing my feelings, guys. I'm expressing my feelings. If you don't like expressing your feelings, that's your problem. But I like expressing my feelings. Some type of way you gotta express your feelings, whether it's art, whether it's word of mouth, whether it's you stripping naked down the Glendale Galleria and getting arrested by 139 cops. That's the way you want to do it. That's all you, boo. That's who will be you, boo. Do it for you, boo-boo. Yeah. And I want to see. At one time, when I was expressing my feelings, that I can remember, like I was a really, because I grew up, you know, I was raised mainly by women. You know, I was raised by my mom, single mom. Well, I was raised by, you know, my dad was there, but then, you know, they got divorced, and they got back together and they separated. And then with my mom, she, you know, she was really she's a super emotional person. Like whenever she feels something, she lets you know. You know, she doesn't like to be seen vulnerable, but you know, when shit goes down, she lets you know. And you know, just seeing those qualities makes me a very vulnerable person. And like it was crazy. I was taking an acting for the camera class one time, and I was just doing a scene like how I would do a scene, and then the guy, the first thing he says, like, "Steve, you're a really vulnerable person." I'm like, "Oh shit, that's crazy. That's crazy, cause that really is me." But it's because I absorb all that from women specifically, all of them PMSing. Yeah, I know. I got gross, right? I got to turn it into a comedy, you know, so I can make you guys laugh, make you giggle when you're at the gym or in the car or just masturbating. If you're masturbating and listening to me, let me say just this. Gross. Disgusting. And you should do it more often and download my podcast. And rate it 5 stars after you come, okay? Oh my god, that is disgusting. That's my brain, guys. That's my brain. How do yours work? I should have a theme song for that one. I should come up with that. I'm gonna come up with little bits here and there. I came up with a bit from the water that is like that. You gotta listen to my first podcast my first podcast solo. The Steve Diz talking to y'all like this. And then you'll know why I do that bit if you're a new listener. So let me, I wanna plug in some dates. Actually, tonight, if you're listening just as soon as I post this, I'm gonna be at Palapalooza in somewhere in California. Details for that is on stevedez.com/tour. I'm going to be performing as well. Dude, I got so many. I'm going to be performing the 20. Oh my god, I can't see. I'm blind. I'm completely blind, people. Completely freaking blind. I'm gonna be performing the 23rd of January in the Iota Cafe, and then February 2nd I'm gonna be in Flappers in Burbank. Tickets are $10, and I'm gonna be also February 9th I'm gonna be in the Ice House in Pasadena in Stage 2. Tickets are $7.50, I believe, for that one. So go ahead if you're in the California area. If you're not, I'm sorry. And I promise that someday, somehow, I'm going to meet you and party with you. Because I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. Yeah, I'm cool like that. You are cool like that? I think there was a song like that, right? I can't remember, really. I love candy canes, man. I got a candy cane right here. Can you hear that? That's a candy cane. Why? Candy canes seem to only be like part of society on Christmas. Because that's the only time of year, at least, I see candy canes. This is the hardest candy cane to open. Jesus Christ. How's a candy cane, dude? There's no way I can suck on a candy cane and look straight. Like, there's no way. Like, if you guys are looking at the podcast, if you guys are just listeners, that most of y'all are, then you can't see my face. But just imagine myself when I'm doing these bits. But if you guys are looking at me at Ustream and on the YouTubes or at SteveDesk.com/SteveDeskIsland, then you can see this. And I'm basically going to suck on this in many different ways. And that sounds gay as fuck. I'm going to suck on this in many different ways. Okay, to be fair, I'm going to suck on this in 5 different ways. And you got to tell me if all 5 look gay, because they all going to look gay. I'm going to try to make it as straight as possible, like a straight face. So check it out. And for the people that are listening to the podcast, just imagine. Close your eyes right now. Smoke a little reefer if you got it. Or do whatever, get a little tipsy. And close your eyes and just imagine me sucking this in 5 different ways. 1 2 3 4 5 This has to be the gayest thing I ever done in podcast history. It has to be, honest. It has to be. But I like having good times, man. Even when I'm with people and when I'm not with people. But right now, I'm always with people, though. I'm always with people. Because right now, I'm with y'all. Right now, I'm with you. That you're listening to me right now. I'm with you. I'm with you right now. Whatever you're going through, I'm with you right now. If you have to tell me something, don't be so quiet. Again, that's the reason I am talking right now in this conversation I'm having with you. Whether you're at the gym, whether you're training, I went to A to C it, and I went from the gym to training, which is essentially sort of the same equivalent, you know, the same thing. And But whether you're anywhere right now, I'm having a conversation with you. And that's why I want you to talk. Don't be shy. Don't stay quiet. Express your feelings. Tell me right now. I'm giving you all this time to express your feelings. And I want you to say it out loud right now. What's bothering you? Tell me. This is real. Tell me what's bothering you. Tell me right now. Tell me. Okay, cool. Guess what? Fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that shit, girl. You have the power to overcome anything, man. You have the power to reach new heights. You have the power to do anything you want to do in life. Honestly, you do. You do. Just like me. Getting a candy cane. It's not even Christmas. That's the power that I got. That I wanted a candy cane. And I have one. And it's not even Christmas anymore. I'm just letting you know. You have the power. Like He-Man. I have the power. It's great, man. Cartoons. I never really watched He-Man. But I remember the I have the power. That's the power of love. Power of love. Back to my story, the fifth grade story. I don't know if I even told this story. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. I'll tell it. Anyway, in fifth grade, I was in a history class, and I was really, really in love with this girl. And it was like was the first time and that I experienced like love at first sight. And like I was like this girl just came brand new, fresh, you know, out of another school. And when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, this girl is gorgeous. And I just felt immediately drawn to her. And maybe it could have been like my hormones were kicking in at that age or what it was, but I was just so drawn to her. And I was doing, you know, random acts of love and random acts of kindness with her. And it wasn't until this was like my peak, I believe. I wrote, I used to write a lot of poetry back in that day when I was like really, you know, I'm a romantic. I used to, you know, write little poetry for women and things like that, you know. And I wrote this poem for her, and I wanted, I was so in love with this woman that I don't even know. Like, she just came brand new to the school. And that I wanted to express it with the world, with the class. Like, I didn't care. And I talked to the history teacher before the class, like 5 minutes before the class. And I said, hey, can you give me like a minute or two before you start your class so I can say something? And he's like, yeah, yeah, cool, for sure, Steve. You know, I got you. I got you, bro. I got you. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go, you know, right there, like right in front of the entire class. And I'm like walking, pacing, going like, is this a big moment? I gotta, you know, I gotta get ready. I gotta be, you know, on my feet. Just gotta let it all out, all right? It's only you, Steve. You gotta do this, all right? And I'm there right in front of the entire class. And I'm going to express my entire feelings about this one particular girl that at the end, nobody really should give a fuck about. Like, that should have been something between me and her. But I was and sort of am still, you know, that big romantic. And so I'm very, like, you know, expressive about things, and I just wanted to do, I like doing things on a big scale, like, yes, like, I don't care, who knows, and, because I'm like this, and I like you so much, blah, blah. So I started doing this whole poem to her, like, reading it, and I was so, like, guys, when I say I was in love with this person, like, I was in love with this person. And it's so fucking weird because I don't know this person. Like, honestly, I don't know this person. I didn't know almost anything about her. I was just so drawn to her by her beauty and whatever it was. And I was like, fuck. Like, I just wanted that girl, you know? And and as soon as I start reading the poem, I start crying. Like, I notice there's a drip of water in it, in the paper, and it's just me just crying. Like, I just start crying and crying and reading the poem. Like, I'm fucking pulling through. Thankfully, I'm not getting heckled. Thankfully. Because everybody was, like, fucking quiet. Quiet as fuck, and I'm in front of the entire class just trying to express my feelings about this girl and crying like a little bitch, just crying, bawling. And at the end, I was so fucking embarrassed at the end. Like, I was so embarrassed that I did, like, not because I did that, because I wanted to do it. I was embarrassed because I cried. I didn't know I was going to cry. Like, that just happened. I was so vulnerable. I was expressing my feelings way too much, I guess. And I didn't know, like, it was going to get to the brink of crying. And I felt extremely embarrassed at the end of it. And I just walk by her desk because I'm so ashamed. I drop the letter that is now almost completely wet from my tears right in her desk, and I sit down on my desk and I put my head down because I don't want nobody to see me crying. And a girl taps me on the shoulder. I look a little bit up and she hands me a bunch of Kleenex. And she says, "Oh my God, that's the most beautiful thing I've seen someone do for someone else." And the guys were like, "Oh my God, Steve's a faggot. Steve's gay." Like, that was the gayest thing I could ever see from a guy do ever. And my history teacher was like, "I don't know what the fuck's going on." I thought Steve was going to say something else, but what the fuck, dude? And I'm just destroyed because I have so many fucking emotions just running towards me from everybody, from all directions. Guys calling me fucking gay faggot. Girls calling me a fucking hero for doing that. And the history teacher going like, "I don't even know if I'm going to let you do that ever again. Because what the fuck was that? Like, I don't even know what to express. I don't know. I'm confused." He was confused. And yeah, like that whole mixed emotion thing, like, it drove me very different places. Like, I didn't know how to really behave in society because I was like, if I cannot really express my feelings like that, and they're gonna make me feel even more horrible, then I don't know what to do. Because that's the thing, it's like society in general, it's predominantly more negative than positive. I'm seeing a shift right now. Little by little, we're becoming a little bit more positive, and just because we're all like sharing information together and we're seeing connections with people, you know, like with people that the media puts like, oh, they're Al-Qaeda and people that are really bad and, you know, I throw nuclear bombs and shit and blah, blah, blah. Like, I've seen him, I'm seeing little by little more connections and people connecting with other people. For example, I saw a special recently from Gabriel Iglesias, the brand new one, man, forgot the name, and that he shot in Hawaii, and he talked about how a prince from, I think it was Afghanistan, contact wanted him to perform for him, and he went, and he did the jokes, and they all got the jokes, and they all were laughing, and that form of art, stand-up comedy, is actually banned in that country, but they meet in a place outside of town, like right off a bridge, that's where they gather, like, and they do these types of events so they don't get like arrested or anything, which is weird because they're actually officers there in the event too because they want to enjoy that live performance. And he said, like, it was incredible just to see all that many people wanting to see him, but also just getting along and laughing, you know? And it's incredible. And that's why I absolutely enjoy doing this. There's nothing else I would do but just this, just, you know, interact with you guys, talk with you, make you laugh, inspire you. That's all I want to do. And that's all I'm doing. And, you know, it's been a roller coaster. I can't even believe this is my year, 3 in Hollywood. Like, it seems like I moved yesterday, you know, and now I'm living the life with a candy cane in my hand. I still got the candy cane, guys. That's a candy cane. I'm really enjoying everything out here. I, you know, everything's been a dream come true, honestly. Everything, absolutely everything. And that's why I want you guys to know that no matter what, no matter what's your goal in life, I can say just be happy with what you got right now. Because if you're in whatever situation you are, if you're in a really bad situation right now, if you're in a really amazing and great situation right now, just be thankful that you got something going on. Because there's a lot of people that don't got absolutely anything going on in their lives. They're just watching TV for 18 hours a day and doing absolutely, and sleeping the rest and eating and not doing anything else with their lives. But you actually have things going on. And if you're in whatever place you are right now, you're there for a reason. And that reason is gonna, you're gonna see why. When you look back in life, you're gonna be like, oh, okay, now I get why I did that. Now I get why I'm this way, because I reacted that way that day, you know? And you're gonna learn more about yourself. And whenever it is that you have to be in a certain place, things will come when they are supposed to come. Honestly, I thought I was going to be in California when last year. I thought last year was going to be my beginning, my start in California. And I actually started 3 years ago. And it's been because I said my end goal is to come here and live here and stay here. That's everything for me. And just because of the industry and the things that I love to do, they're all possible out here. And basically now, and before, I used to say, listen to me, God. I want you to hear this for me. My end goal is to live and stay over there in California. That's what I want to do because of work and the things I want to accomplish in life. There's one thing I ask for you. I don't ask for you, oh, please, I want to be in California tomorrow or anything like that. No. Not of that at all. I want you to tell me. Not tell me, but I want you to send me over there whenever you think I'm ready. Whenever you think I'm ready to take on the challenges that they say they're gonna have over there. Whenever you think I'm worthy of all that, send me there. Make me strong over here and send me there whenever you can. And one thing led to another. And bam, and I'm here. And fast forward, I'm in year 3. I filmed probably like 5 movies, 6, 7, something like that. I've been in just multiple TV shows, commercials. I met from people that are complete strangers, but they're my most amazing friends, to big time TV personalities and big time movie people. And some of them are up to this day still my friends, and I keep in touch with them and we talk. And it's incredible, because people that I used to, you know, not idolize on TV, but be like, wow, that person has amazing talent on TV, whether it was Saturday Night Live, Wild and Out, a movie that I saw, I ended up meeting them. And some of them are, like I said, they're still my friends. And it's great. It's amazing that I get to experience all of this stuff. And I get to get the best knowledge from the best teachers, professionals on the planet. I got to study with the most, you know, professional people in Puerto Rico. I got to study with top-notch people over in Florida, and, you know, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Gainesville, Wellington, Orlando, and in California, I got to, you know, study with literally the cream of the crop, the people that are like hardcore on TV, movies, all that stuff. all over LA. I got to experience the most wonderful experiences in my life. And the reason my life is so awesome, the secret to my life being so awesome, is just trusting. Trusting myself to my best abilities and just moving forward, pushing forward, not letting myself be in the couch too much, you know, just watching Netflix all the time. And just by moving forward and by just doing, and you don't have to do a lot in a day, but if you do just a little, that little becomes a lot, and you can accomplish so many things. And the thing is, if you don't express your feelings enough, bam, gotcha. If you don't express your feelings enough, then you can, that whole anger or all those things you're resenting and holding inside of you, they're going to bring you kind of down. And you need to take it out. Whether it's, I'm a person that I used to so many times. I needed somebody to vent to, and it's great to have somebody to vent to, because sometimes when you're in that position that you're furious or you have a lot of anger, anxiety, whatever it is, stress in your life, you don't think necessarily straight. You think really one-sided. You think really biased, and you sometimes need that other person so that person can instruct you and enlighten you and show you different views of that argument that you have. And I only trusted girls for all that, because I, you know, all my life has been with girls for the majority. So I have multiple, you know, friends of mine that I used to vent to, and I still do from time to time. And they're great, and they gave me amazing advice. Sometimes, you know, I would do the opposite of what they say, and actually the opposite was the thing that worked best. And, but it's good to have that. And then all of a sudden, now I mastered to vent by myself. And it might sound crazy, but if I even sometimes do it in public. I don't care. I personally don't care anymore. Like, I do anything I want to do. And I'll recommend for you guys to do the same too, because if you're just living by under pressure rules and you're not letting yourself breathe and be free, then you're gonna live a really miserable life for a long time until you come to your senses and just be like, hey, you know, I need to wake up and do something, you know, I need to change my life, I need to do what I want to do. And that's what I'd recommend to all y'all. Why can't you be happy every single day? And happy doesn't mean money. That's the thing a lot of people confuse, a lot of greedy people specifically. And a lot of commercials get thrown in your face telling you that money is the key of happiness. But it's not. Like, to be happy is just doing the things you love to do. Being with the people you love to be with. Surrounding yourself with not only successful people, but just happy people. People are going to bring cheer and joy to your life. They're going to contribute something positive to you. And honestly, I want you guys to really express your feelings. Listen, let me do just a little exercise if you guys want to do it. You can totally write three things that make you angry, three things that make you sad, and three things that make you happy. And I want you to compare all those things. And I want you, in 30 days, completely erase the angry one from your life. Try to replace the sad ones with happy memories. Bam. There you go. Complete the angry ones, and the sad ones, replace it with your happy memories. So keep doing your happy memories and, you know, eliminate all that sadness from your life. That's what I'm recommending this season of the holidays, guys. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. we're back. Back on the attack. Bum, bum, bum. Back, back. Back on the attack. Ba, ba. Back, back. Back on the attack. So expressing your feelings. Expressing your feelings. I had, well, I talked about relationships already. Something about expressing my feelings. You know, it's really hard, I would say. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody's really different, so I cannot say that. Everybody's different, but I seen this. This is more to the guys out there, because I know a lot of guys, they, by society in general, they get, you know, stuck in, like, yo, you can't express your feelings, you know. Especially from bro to bro, you know, from guy to guy. You know, I'm a person that if you express feelings of love, you know, to another humankind, no matter if it's whatever it is, big, small, whatever it is, you should. Because just doing that, it not only helps that person psychologically, but it actually does something in their brain. It releases that oxytocin that is released when you hug somebody, and it makes that person even live longer. It lives that person be happier and have a more prosperous life, and it just spreads all types of sheer and warmth that that just helps a human being. You know, you don't have to wait till Christmas to hug somebody. Why do people seem to, like, wait till Christmas to, like, actually express love and happiness throughout the world? And then the rest of the time, summer comes by, they complain about the heat, then the basketball team and the weather. And I know I complain about the Heat, at least the team last year, because they won and I got pissed off because I wanted the Spurs to win. And like, people just seem to wait to Christmas because everybody's cold, so they say, hey, let's warm each other up, let's give each other a hug. Ooh, yeah, give me that nice warm hug, baby. And then they have freaky sex. No. And no, but I think you guys should hug more people. Like, honestly, I all my friends, absolutely every single one of my friends can tell you that I'm a hugger. I hug people all the time. I don't care if you're gay, straight, transsexual, boy, girl, mom, dad, grandpa, uncle, niece, nephew, whatever you are. I'm going to hug you. If you're my friend, so, you know, it brings so much joy to people. It brings so much life, and that's all we need, man. All we need is really positivity, helping each other out, connecting with people. If we can all work together, if we can all become essentially what we were centuries ago. Which is weird, because we were those, those people back in the day when we were, like, hunter-gatherers, you know, when we were, like, those tribes, those Native Americans, those Indians, those Taínos, those Incas, Mayans, whatever you were, like, in the past, you know, those ancient people. They were all helping each other. They were all essentially helping each other, you know, getting food and sharing amongst people, you know, just sharing knowledge, sharing culture. And essentially that's what the internet is right now. That's why the internet is so awesome. And the internet is essentially the most popular thing ever. And where everybody's at, because in the internet, I mean, you could get judged, of course, but it's as easy as you can get away. You can go to another site, you can get another click, you know, and but you can express your feelings and you can do whatever you want. That's why if you want to express your feelings, I would suggest you to start a blog. Like, that's something really great for you to talk about any issues that you want to talk in particular, and and just connect in a deeper level. And also, it's great to write. It's a great skill. And I feel like tons of people after high school, they hate it so much that they don't write anymore. And I encourage everybody to write. It doesn't have to be, you know, you have to do homework. But you can do, you know, little things like, what am I going to buy today at the grocery store? Make a grocery list, or, you know, just write little things like, you know, today I feel a lot happier than yesterday, and write like a, you know, a little blog like that, a little diary entry. And it's just great to, again, express your feelings. It's great. If you're in a relationship and you can't remember the last time you said I love you, you are fucking up. I'm telling you straight up, because you're supposed to be telling that person. There's a reason you're with that person. And if you're not telling that person that you love them, I'm not saying constantly like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, that's fucking crazy. But I'm saying, like, if you can say, hey, I want to let you know that I love you. That sounds kind of creepy too. But you can say, hey, I love you, you know. That sounds kind of condescending. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, dude? You can say I love you. I'm just horrible at saying it. But that's why I don't say it. Nah, I'm kidding. I say it all the time. I say it to everybody. I say it to my mom, too. And you should, man. It really helps. Helps a lot of people. And, yeah. Another, after this. Another thing I want to suggest to you guys to do, which I like to do from time to time, is give yourself some time to call people you haven't talked in a while, because it's so great. I cannot tell you the benefits, at least for me, to talk and connect with so many people from back in the day that we used to hang out, or I still got their number for some reason, whatever it is. But just to go back and listen to them and talk to them and connect with them, it's so great, because it brings back memories, it brings back good times, bad times too. But, you know, it brings back everything, and it brings more joy and more understanding about your life. Because that way you can think about other things that happened in your past that you were like, okay, now I get why that happened, you know? And you can kind of connect stuff together. And also, it's great to connect with people. It's just so great. And if you loved hanging out with them back in the day, why won't you love hanging out with them now, you know? You can probably become part of their family. They can be like, hey, you want to be the godfather of my kid? Or some shit like that. You know, that would be pretty cool. I'm just saying, you should call people more often. Call, not text. Fuck that shit. Dude, like, call. I'm saying you got to connect with people. Connect with people talking. Sometimes you send a text to them. How many times have you sent a text to somebody and that somebody goes like, ah, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with this person? Like, they misinterpret the text that you sent. And it just gets fucked up. It gets into a fight or something happens. And sometimes it gets, you know, misunderstood and doesn't lead to a fight. But it's not what you were trying to say. That's why it's best for people to talk on the phone. And hell, now with the smartphones, why don't you FaceTime everybody? Just be like, hey, it's my face here. How you doing? Just FaceTime everybody. That's what you should do. I am just saying that you should do that. You should connect with people more often. It's great. Not only, everybody has like a little circle. Most people don't even talk on the phone anymore. Honestly, they don't. They just text, which is absolutely weird. They text or Facebook. They all Facebook. Everybody asks for Facebook now. There's nobody goes like, hey, give me your number, girl. Or give me your card. No, they go like, hey, give me your Facebook. And that way I can scout you and Tinder you. That's what people do these days, man. It's insane. Do you do that? You're a filthy pig. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you, lady. You're a filthy, filthy pig. It's crazy. I didn't know marshmallows had, like, pig stuff in them. That's why it's so great to just, you know, talk to people and meet with people. One of the greatest experiences that I had, and I wish in the future to have more, you know, Middle Eastern friends, because I think they're freaking awesome. I just love learning about other cultures. You know, it really sparks my interest. You know, not the way, you know, like thought in class, like, oh, blah, 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 the same old dull and boring speech. I like connecting with people one-on-one, you know, learning from the culture, from the people, from them talking to me. And that's why I love being a stand-up comedian, because I meet so many different people from all parts of the world, and they connect with me. They're like, hey, you know, I met somebody like your mother, or hey, you know, you're so great. I got lost in translation many times, like you, and, you know, whatever it is that I'm talking about. And it's so great to just meet different people. I was really, really fortunate that I went to a school that they were pretty diverse type of kids. And I met all these people that were Middle Eastern, especially from, like, Arab countries. And basically, I met one. I met this chick that she used to, like, sit me down and talk to me about many, many things about her country and her land and many things. And she would teach me words, bad words and good words, like marhaba, shifek, hamdullah, you know, like words like that. And it was really fun. It was really cool. And I learned that it's so weird. Because there were two girls from the Middle East, right? And they were, like, from... One was from Palestine, and the other one was from another place. I can't remember right now. But basically, from the one from Palestine, you know, their parents, like, basically choose who they're going to marry, like, the old school traditional types, and at least for her. And her family, and they choose, and it's usually, like, you know, they look for, like, you know, a good guy, you know, a person that has a lot of money and power. They all have, like, a lot of money. They all, like, own either a chain of clothing stores or a bunch of gas stations. And then that dude, was like, he's like a prince or something. Not really a prince, but, like, he lives like that. Like, he has a big ass house over there. And a horse. And it's crazy, because when they live in you know, back where in Puerto Rico, for example, they had, like, okay house, like, they have pretty cool houses, because I've lived in the ghetto, and they live in fucking, you know, great houses. And but the houses were, like, okay, you know, it wasn't, like, super, like, mind-blowing houses. But then when you saw the pictures from them going back to the Middle East, they have castles, dude. Like, they are hiding all that shit in the desert somehow. Because they have fucking castles. They dress like fucking Disney princesses and prince. And then they fucking, like, they just wild the fuck out. Like, they're for real. And, yeah, man, it's insane. It's insane that, just all the things that you can learn about the culture. Also, like, my other friend, Eva, she told me that her religion, I can't remember her name either. It's so many religions, dude. That the only way that religion works is basically you have to marry somebody, or you have to be with somebody from that religion in particular, and... you guys are to, when you guys, when they're, the marriage is arranged together and whatever, you know, you guys are together and blah, 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 and you have to obey the rules of the guy and blah, blah, blah. And the only way you can get into a religion is if you're born in that religion. And I think it's very difficult to get out of the religion, but if you get out of the religion, if somehow you get out of the religion, like, you get exiled, it was really, like, twisted. I was like, fuck, dude. That's insane. Like, it's just crazy to learn about all this stuff, you know, because, like, I'm here, you know, living in this island in Puerto Rico, and the rights in Puerto Rico are equal to the United States of America, because Puerto Rico, it's part of the United States. Basically, there's people living on the island or in the United States that are from the Middle East, and they are still bound to those rules. It's crazy. It sounds completely insane to me, you know. It's just insane that we don't have equality and we don't have freedom and we can't express our feelings. We can't do what we want to do. I can't believe it. I can't believe because Miley Cyrus wants to fucking show her tiny little butt. Like, you get all media just goes insane. And it's whole publicity stunt. Like, just let her do what she wants to do. Fuck it, dude. Just let people just do what they want to do. Why fuck with them? As long as they know, then, you know, people are not harming other people, I think that's when it gets, you know, like, we got to intervene. But if you're doing what you are loving to do, why wouldn't you have the right to do it? Honestly, why wouldn't you? You should. You have all the capacity and possibility in the world. I think you can absolutely achieve anything you want. Anything. But it takes one thing to get all those things started. And it starts from expressing your feelings. It starts from expressing your feelings. And you should do that. Okay? Pinky promise? You gonna express your feelings? Alright, player. Sounds great. But anyways, guys, in that note, I'm gonna conclude this podcast. I just have to get ready. I have many, many things I'm doing. I'm gonna be tonight. I'm gonna be the Palapalooza performing with, for the first time ever, I have an improv group now, we are all Latinos. We actually are making this happen. We're all Latinos. We're practicing, you know, trying to make good content for you guys that come to our live performances. Right now, you know, checking it. We're going to see how it works, how it goes down. We're going to fuck around with a lot of Spanish scenes, which I'm really excited because I love talking, you know, I love just talking in Spanish. It really makes me sad when I meet Latinos out here and they don't know Spanish just because they just didn't talk it so often and they just forgot, or they were deprived from Spanish by their parents. Their parents had just teach their kids English and they don't want them to speak Spanish at all. And they get deprived from that. And it's crazy. Like, I think it's a beautiful language. And I think you should learn as many languages as you can, because it's the thing that connects you to other people. Like, just the reason that I'm bilingual, that I can talk English and Spanish, I can communicate with two different people. I mean, and at the end, we're essentially the same. But I can go to South America and communicate, right? I can go to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Cuba, and communicate right, and I can go all throughout the United States and communicate right, you know, and it's great just to learn as much as you can just to connect with people, because at the end, this is a life, dude, and with as many people you can connect, it's the most amazing thing, because you can experience so much in this life. And on that note, I want to tell y'all, express your feelings again, express your feelings and express your feelings. And I'm going to be February 2nd on Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California. Tickets at $10. For more details, go to stevedes.com/tour, stevedes.com/tour. And you can also go to stevedes.com/tour, and you can see that I also got a show on February 9th, which is the next Sunday after that second. After that Sunday, that Flappers show, I'm going to be performing in the Ice House in Pasadena. Tickets are going to be $7.50 at the Doha. And go over there, have some drinks, come share some laughter, and have some fun with me, okay? And for all other dates, you can go to stevedes.com/tour, and you can see more amazing stuff happening. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for rating 5 stars the podcast and writing reviews. I really appreciate that. Keep on doing those. It really makes me happy. Thank you so much for everybody that listens to the podcast, especially Stanley Kidd, man. You've been writing to me. You're freaking amazing and awesome, and I really hope everything goes amazing for you, and I hope you can be the best fucking Stanley you can be, dude, because I know you can, and keep on doing you, man. And yeah, I want everybody to keep on being awesome, and I'll see you this week with a brand new Steve Des Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Steve Des Show. See you next time.